Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you're going to talk basketball, why not talk basketball with somebody that embodies it here in the state of Minnesota? Head coach of De La Salle, and they won six straight state championships. Now an assistant coach at Colorado State, we welcome to the program to break down the brackets and much more in terms of what's going on with him, Dave Thorson. David, how are you tonight?
You're so kind to say those nice things. I always say all those players, they overcame the coaching at De La Salle, actually.
That was quite a run, though. I mean, when you look back now, and you don't have a chance to look back very often because you're so busy, but what do you think about?
You know, it's all about relationships for me, Mike. Anyone that knows me knows how much I value those relationships. And I'll tell you, when those guys that are playing in the NCAA tournament, you know, this year, when their teams were called, I couldn't have been more happy for them and couldn't have been more proud of them for the work that they put in. You know, I put it on my Twitter. I said, those guys were working when no one was watching, and now everyone will be able to watch them. So I couldn't be a prouder of Gino and Reed and Sakar and Gabe and Jarvis. I'm just so excited for all of them.
Jarvis Johnson went through the University of Minnesota and never played, and he's been on the team the whole time because of his heart condition. Who is he, and explain what kept him there?
Well, you know, long story short, Jarvis had a heart condition that just would not allow him. At the end of the day, the University of Minnesota had to make a very difficult decision. And it's a long, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. But what I'm so proud of Jarvis is that, you know, he continued to contribute to that team. And, you know, if you were to listen to Richard Pitino's comments on senior day about how valuable was Jarvis to helping their team this year, I'm just so thrilled for him. Excited that he's going to be graduating here this spring. And, you know, he's talking about coaching. So he'll be a guy I consider some point if I can ever hire an assistant coach, because he'd be awesome.
What was it like at Colorado State this season?
You know, it's a great university. It's a lot like the University of Minnesota, Mike, actually, 33,000 students. And I'm looking at the Rocky Mountains right now. From my office, campus is literally 5 minutes from just spectacular geography. You know, we inherited a tough situation. You know, that happens sometimes in this business, but we're excited. We had two freshmen starting this year that we think are great. And obviously, I couldn't be more thrilled to have David Roddy coming here to play for the Rams. So we're excited about the future.
David Roddy put up 36 the other night against North. They got beat, but he's obviously a great quarterback and a great basketball player, and you've seen him for a long time. Tell me about him. What did you see? He's a power forward, almost looks like Charles Barkley playing high school basketball.
You know, what we like about him is he's a positionless guy. He's got a great skill set for someone that looks like a post player. He's really a face-up guy. He hit three straight threes in that game in the first half on Friday. I happened to be there along with Coach Medved. And, you know, we just are so thrilled to get a guy that's a competitor and that we consider positionless, meaning we can move him all over the floor, and whether it's facing the basket, making a great pass, hitting a three-pointer, you know, being physical in the lane, he can do all of those things.
So you see a lot of these teams. What do you see when you look at the brackets? Give us a couple pieces of advice for people filling out their brackets right now based on some of what you've seen.
Well, you know, I look at it through those defensive glasses.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like the teams that guard. But I'll tell you this, you know, teams that can play all tempos, teams that can, you know, run when they need to run and also can execute in a half court, you know, those are the teams that tend to be successful. And obviously you got to be able to guard. You got to be deep in situations, in tournaments like this, where if you get into foul trouble, you got to be able to withstand it. And so, you know, those teams that can guard, that can play at both the fast pace and the slow pace, and that I think, you know, are deep and can withstand foul trouble, or teams that will advance to the second weekend and maybe to the Final Four.
What about a team like Nevada that's got a lot of seniors, and yet towards the end of the year it hasn't gone as well as they would like, but they've got the Twins and they've got a whole lot more?
Well, our league is an incredibly competitive league. The Mountain West Conference typically is sending you know, multiple teams to the NCAA tournament. And so both Nevada and Utah State are very good teams. You know, San Diego State and Fresno State also had great years. Nevada's a positionless team, Mike. You know, they can play Jordan Caroline at the five, and he's a lot like Roddy. He's a positionless guy. You know, they're capable of scoring in bunches. They were a little bit banged up at the end of the season, and so that's where I think you saw them, you know, take a couple hits. But I think they'll create some problems for any team in the tournament. You know, Utah State, Craig Smith, who was at South Dakota, has done a great job at Utah State. They've got a big guy on the inside that's a freshman that has made a difference. And so, I think both those teams can win a couple games in the tournament.
Do you teach defense the same way at Colorado State that you taught it at De La Salle, or is it different in the college game?
You know, the biggest difference at this level, especially in the Mountain West Conference, is that when you look at post players, you know, you've got potential NBA post players on almost every team. And so ball screen defense is a little bit more intricate than what it was at De La Salle. You know, we did a lot of switching and tried to pressure the ball all the time. It's a little bit different with a true five man. And so ball screen defense is different at this level than it is in high school.
But philosophically speaking, the three-pointer changes too. In high school they can shoot it at one level. In college they can shoot it a little bit better level. How does that change the game? And then the NBA is obviously the ultimate. But how does that change? You know, a lot of teams are set up for the three now.
You know, what it does, Mike, is it stretches your defense out on the backside, on the help side, as we like to call it. And, you know, especially those teams that can shoot from five positions, you know, we like to, Colorado State, you know, we even like to face our post players up or our inside guys. And what it does is it creates that spacing so that your offenses run smoother. And so that's a challenge for defenses. You know, another thing that you can do in high school is you can front the post all the time. But in the collegiate level, it's a little bit more difficult because you've got bigger players to front. You've also got to deal with the defense getting stretched out because your help side defense is trying to get to the backside of that post player and also get to a three-point shooter, which sometimes is very difficult.
So at the college level, could you see, I mean, in the way things are going, would 5'6", 5-inch guys athletic be the way to go, or what do you see?
Well, you know, it's happened some in the NBA where you have less of those, you know, true five men or true post players. If you think about how the Warriors play, and Cousins has changed that a little bit in that he's a little bit more like a true post player, but there's no question that this sort of positionless, seamless basketball is happening at a lot of places. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's hard to get those true five men that are dominant. And so, you know, even in our situation here at Colorado State, that's why we want guys that are multi-dimensional offensively, that can post up, but they can also face the basket and make plays. So no question, I think you see more of that in today's game.
Explain the international component to it. Are you constantly recruiting internationally, and how do you go about figuring out who's for real overseas?
You know, the beauty of what you do today in recruiting, Mike, is that film is just so much more readily accessible.
And it's so good now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, and so I literally can go on what's called Synergy and watch a lot of international players. We've got a 6'10 kid coming from New Zealand that we had, frankly, never seen play live, but had been able to watch lots of FIBA and international basketball so that we had a great handle of what he could do. We signed a guy, I found a guard last year in Australia that's at Drake. And although I did get to see him live because he was in the U.S., my first introduction to him was solely on videotape. So I'm turning stones all over the world trying to find the best players that we can get.
Last question. You accomplished everything you could at the high school level. Then you got in the college game and you found out real quick you went from Drake to Colorado State already. But is it more fulfilling? Is it what compared to coaching high school?
Well, you know, the relationships are a lot the same, you know, which I really like. We had a post player here this year, Nico Carvaccio, that led the country in rebounding. And I can tell you, I've just had a great time working with him. You know, recruiting is such a big part of what we do at this level that, you know, you got to do both essentially to be successful. And, you know, from a high school perspective, obviously my day job wasn't basketball at De La Salle. And although I love that place, I love the entire community. I can tell you that I don't complain that I just get to be a basketball coach now. And I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I'm able to do that. Very blessed.
Well, that is awesome. I hope I can run into you at the state tournament. Some of it will be dictated by when the Gophers play, et cetera. But we need to catch up, and I appreciate you very much.
Hey, Mike. As always, I'm a Minnesotan at heart. Love, especially Minnesota Prep basketball. I love it. Yeah. I'll be up there. I was there briefly last week, so can't wait to get back and watch the Minnesota State tournament and whatever I can do. Appreciate what you do too, Mike.
You bet. Dave Thorson, nice enough to join us. And might add a fellow Hamlin Piper doing great things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.